Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Manor Lords, the medieval city builder and strategy game, has hit a remarkable milestone, selling 1 million copies within just 24 hours of its release. This significant achievement was announced by the game's publisher, Hooded Horse, which highlighted the strong demand for the game, evidenced by a peak concurrent player count of 173,178 on Steam, setting a record for the city-building genre on the platform. The game's developer, Greg Steiching, has actively engaged with the community, outlining upcoming updates for Manor Lords. These updates are set to address several issues raised by players, including bugs affecting homeless NPCs, tuning archer damage, adjusting the trade oversupply mechanics to reduce harshness, slowing down AI territory claims, and enhancing the efficiency of sawpit storage. Importantly, Steiching confirmed that existing saves would be compatible with these updates, ensuring a smooth transition for current players. The success of Manor Lords in its initial 24 hours showcases its popularity and potential longevity on Steam, especially given its status as one of the platform's most wishlisted games prior to release. However, it will be crucial to observe how the game retains its player base beyond the early access phase, and how the planned updates will enhance the gameplay experience. The popular Game of Thrones universe is reportedly expanding into the realm of massively multiplayer online role-playing games, MMORPGs, with a new title under development by Nexon. According to sources at Redanian Intelligence, the game will be set during the turbulent times of seasons 4 and 5 of the HBO series, featuring iconic northern locations like Winterfell and the Wall. During this period in the show, Roose Bolton holds the title of Warden of the North, while Jon Snow and Sam Tarly are stationed at the Wall. The game is expected to allow players to delve into a rich narrative intertwined with the expansive world of Westeros. Players will encounter well-known characters from the series, although the original HBO cast will not be reprising their roles. Instead, players will have the opportunity to craft their own stories within this universe by creating new characters, with options for both male and female avatars. Described as bearing similarities to The Elder Scrolls Online in its structure, the Game of Thrones MMORPG is poised to offer a blend of expansive story-driven exploration and multiplayer dynamics. However, details such as the game's release window remain undisclosed. Nexon, known for publishing the finals and hosting popular games like Dungeon and Fighter, MapleStory, and Kartrider, has yet to comment on the project. The Game of Thrones franchise has seen varied success in the gaming industry, with previous efforts including a 2012 RPG and a narrative-driven episodic game by Telltale Games in 2014, the latter of which did not continue past its first season. Additionally, a mobile MMORPG announced by Netmarble in 2022 has yet to materialize, adding to the anticipation for Nexon's project. The gaming community is abuzz with new rumors about Nintendo's highly anticipated successor to the Switch, often dubbed the Switch 2. Recent reports from Spanish media outlet Vandal, and corroborated by accessory manufacturer Mobipod, suggest several innovative features for the new console. Key among these rumors is the introduction of magnetic Joy-Con controllers, which would mark a departure from the current model's railed lock system. The new Joy-Cons are said to be larger, employing electromagnetic suction for attachment, and will feature upgraded metal SL and SR buttons, along with an additional button on each controller's side. Despite these changes, Mobipod notes that the classic HD rumble feature will remain. Another significant potential upgrade is the console's backward compatibility. According to the rumors, the new device will support both the physical and digital games from the original Switch, as well as the older Joy-Cons and Pro controllers. This would be a significant boon for gamers who have invested heavily in the current platform's ecosystem. Further details suggest that the Switch 2 will continue to use a USB-C connection, with its docking station undergoing minor aesthetic adjustments, while purportedly supporting 4K resolution output. The console itself is rumored to feature an 8-inch display capable of 1080p resolution, enhancing its visual performance significantly over its predecessor. Despite these exciting tidbits, Nintendo has yet to make any official announcements regarding the device or its capabilities. The launch timeline remains uncertain, with VGC last year predicting a 2024 release, while a more recent report from Nikkei points to a March 2025 debut to better manage potential issues with scalpers. Bethesda Game Studios is gearing up to enhance Starfield with its first major expansion, Shattered Space, slated for release this fall. Todd Howard, the studio's director, shared insights into the post-launch plans for the game during a recent interview with Kinda Funny, hinting at extensive additional content that is still under wraps. While specific details about Shattered Space remain scarce, there is speculation among fans that it might explore the lore of House Varun. Howard also discussed ongoing efforts to improve Starfield based on player feedback. He mentioned an imminent update expected to be announced soon, which will be available initially on Steam Beta. This update promises enhancements, particularly in shipbuilding, addressing some of the community's requests. Looking ahead, Howard teased another significant update for Starfield, which will include improvements to the game's mapping features, particularly within city maps, though exact details were not disclosed. Additionally, he touched on the Starfield Creation Kit, a set of modding tools that Bethesda plans to release to the community. While no specific release date was provided, Howard noted that the kit had already been distributed to select creators, emphasizing the importance of modding to Bethesda's games and praising the modding community's contributions to extending the life of their titles. More information about the Creation Kit is expected to be announced soon. Vampire Survivors, a game well known for its absence of vampires, has just rolled out its latest update, dubbed the Laboratory Update. This free update is so expansive and feature-rich that developer Punkle is branding it as their first AAA release. Delving into a former top-tier science lab now controlled by evil forces and a corrupted milk magician, the update introduces a fresh slate of content. This includes a new character, a secret character, three innovative weapons, and two new stages, one of which is a bonus go-karting level. The update promises several groundbreaking features, such as detailed running animations, advanced train physics, and even interactive doors. Additionally, the update brings in Santa LaDonna, wielding the new Santa Javelin weapon, the Armadillo passive weapon, and the Seraphic Cry evolution. Players can explore the new laboratory stage or dive into the Carlo Kart level, a go-kart extravaganza set in an abandoned underground railway station where lizardmen race go-karts. The update also includes 7 new achievements to unlock. The laboratory update for Vampire Survivors is currently available on all platforms already except PlayStation. This gives players ample time to explore this substantial update before the upcoming Contra-themed Operation Guns DLC arrives on May 9th, which will also mark the game's debut on PlayStation platforms. Supergiant Games has announced the conclusion of the technical test for Hades 2, setting the stage for an early access launch on Steam that is expected to follow shortly. The developer revealed that as of today, April 29th, the technical test will be removed from participants' Steam libraries, indicating that the next phase for the game is just around the corner. While no specific release date for early access was provided, the language used by Supergiant suggests that Hades 2 will be available very soon. The technical test phase was crucial for identifying and resolving various technical issues that might not have been detected otherwise. Supergiant expressed gratitude towards the players who participated, as their feedback is expected to contribute to a smoother official launch. Hades 2 is the highly anticipated sequel to the 2020 hit roguelite, Hades. This new installment will feature Melanoe, the daughter of Hades and sister of Zagreus, as the protagonist. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.